Father, we love you this morning. We honor and praise your name. We give you glory and we give you adoration and all the majesty, all the power, even the kingdom is thine. Praise the Lord. Thank you for all your people, the precious saints that are on here this morning, for whom you died. But not only did you die, you were raised again for our justification. Glory to God. And we have the power of God with us even today. Thank you, Lord, for the entrance of your word. It brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. Cause that light to shine in our hearts this morning. I declare and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus to the glory and praise of the Lord. Amen and amen. Today, I'm going to do a mini, yeah, you heard it, mini Quantum Leap series. I'm starting it today. Quantum Leap was the message the Lord gave us this year, but, you know, some people have not yet experienced it or entered it. A few here and there have experienced it, but the Lord is bringing it because we are now in the final quarter of this year. You know, so just in case you are new to this platform, we don't preach on prosperity and this kind of stuff all the time. As a matter of fact, we cover just about every subject in that Bible. We cover all kinds of things. But, you know, God is calling for this. And before I go any further, I want to give you a quick, short testimony. The Lord actually called for this and it began to put in my heart a few days ago. And I thought, well, maybe I'll bring it here on this platform. Maybe I'll bring it to the church service. You know, some of you may know that, you know, I was a pastor first at GMI Church before we even started this platform. Been a pastor of that church for many years. And so, you know, I've got the ministry that the Lord gave me over there and here too. Although right now we're doing more here because this is a daily room. But my heart is always towards that place as well. You know, and when the Lord, and most of the time, the new word for the year and things like that that the Lord will give me, he releases it over on that platform, you know. And so, but I was thinking about it. And just my heart going out towards the people and everything like that and saying, Lord, well, you promised this. And, you know, we've covered that quantum leap in this room even more so than we did over there. And as I began to think about it, the Lord put in my heart, you know, that I was going to do, or he was going to do, because it wasn't really me, what he did at the church service yesterday. And I can't tell you about it. I can't. You would have had to have been there to witness it. Praise the Lord. But those of you who were there, you might get a glimpse of it, but I don't think so. You know, I don't think you can get the full impact if you listen to the replay. There's also the replay on our YouTube channel, you know, and also on Facebook. But anyway, the Lord moved mightily. But this right here, for those of you who are there, this will be a continuation. For those of you who were not there, this will be your portion. But I can't do this in one day, so it may go a couple of days or whatever. I've had the Lord calls for it. I am not going to rush myself, but I'm going to stay right here, you know, with this. You know, one time Elijah, he stayed right with it, you know. He told his servant, check it out. Go check it out. The man came back and said nothing. Well, so I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to ask you to check it out. You know, and, Elijah, he stayed right with it. The Lord already told him he was coming, but he had to stay right with it. But the Lord already showed me something that's coming. And, so I'm going to stay right here. This is for you. This is for the people of God. Hallelujah. It's for you. Now, so, you know, be ready. Strap on your faith garment. Praise God. But we need some faith, you know, and we're about to walk through some stones of fire here. Praise God. We want to see what, you know, what you got. The Lord wants to see it. Praise God. You know, the word of God, you know, that God had released over you before. Well, you know, we're going to do something about it. You know, bring, yesterday was a, was an amazing prophetic release that the Lord brought for us. But, you know, it was just a short portion of it. You're going to get a full dose of it by the grace of God here. So stay right here and don't give an inch to any distraction whatsoever. Now, this is a teaching platform, more so than, you know, any other platforms that we have. So we always try to bring the word of God, you know, so that your confidence and your faith is not based upon, you know, just the eloquence of how well we can speak. But so I give a lot of scriptures. I always give a lot of scriptures. Got to be based on the word of God. That's it. That's a basis for this platform. It's the word of God. And so I say it every single time. The entrance of your word gives light. Now, so we'll give you some scriptures today, but more so, there is something, there's a substance that the Lord will release. And you got to catch it in the spirit. Now, remember, faith itself is a substance. It's not abstract. People think it's abstract, but according to Hebrews 11 and verse 1, we see that there is a substance to faith. Hallelujah. In fact, you can touch it. You can feel it. Even though it doesn't, faith itself doesn't need feeling, but if you have it, you'll feel it. You know, one man once said, and we just covered, you know, some of his writings. He said, show me your faith without your works, James said. He said, and I'll show you my faith by my works. So when you see my works, you can actually touch those works. And then you know, you know, where I'm coming from with my faith. So we are going to believe God. A lot of blessings, you know, and I want you to stay alert, you know, as the Lord, you know, it's kind of like, look, these packages, you know, God may be throwing that down from heaven. You got to grab yours and open it up and see what's inside. It's a surprise for you inside. You know, I've seen where, you know, they take a plane over an area that's distressed, you know, and they'll bring relief, and sometimes they'll just drop certain things and so forth. You know, these packages are dropping from heaven. The Lord has shown it. Well, you got to grab yours and open it up and see what's inside. Well, what will you find inside? Well, that may depend on, you know, your expectation. Some people have expectation and others don't. Well, in the next couple of days, I invite you to crank up your expectation, because the Lord actually says your expectation shall not be cut off, according to Proverbs 23:18. Surely there's an end. Well, there's an end to the struggle. There's an end to the waiting. There's an end to the this and the that, you know, and I want to talk especially the waiting. Yeah, you know, usually there is some waiting. I mean, people have to wait for some stuff. Jesus himself, the master of the universe, had to wait for 30 years and then some. You know, I mean, even though he knew within himself his purpose and his mission, well, yet he could not come out with guns blazing and everything. He had to go through a lot of stuff while he was waiting. 30 years. We talked about Abraham waiting 25 years for his promise. Well, Jesus waited 30 for his, you know, and he knew it, you know, from, I mean, we see that even in at age 12, he was saying, look, I got to be about my father's. He was ready to go. And the father said, no, you got to wait some more, you know. You got to wait some more. Praise God. You know, and he waited until he began to be about 30 years of age. My goodness. Oh, what did he do in all those 30 years? Have you ever considered what he might have been doing in all those 30 years? The scriptures are silent. You know, they don't even tell us anything because they don't even want us to, I mean, scriptures don't even give us insight. Really, God didn't want us to focus on that side. Just give us insight on his 3.5-year ministry. But I guarantee you, there was a lot of waiting and a lot of praying during those 30 years. And some of you have been waiting and you have been praying. And the earnest expectation, your earnest expectation is going to birth something. Hallelujah. You know, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, we're told that there is an earnest expectation, even in God's, among God's creation, waiting for the birthing of something. You know, so your earnest expectation is about to birth something. Praise the Lord. Now, when a woman is pregnant, well, generally because of the grace of God that has given us an understanding of the time element in the human pregnancy, people generally know what to expect. I mean, you're not going to give birth the first month that you get pregnant. People know that now, you know. So, you know, but by the time it begins to get near, you know, then people begin to have an expectation. And the woman must have expectation. Their husband must have expectation. Their family must have expectation. Because something is about to be birthed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there is something that is about to be birthed. And the Lord said, the word that I have spoken will not return unto me void. Well, this word about a quantum leap must not return unto the Lord, and it shall not return unto the Lord void. It's going to accomplish its purpose. And we are now in the last leg, so to speak, of this year. You know, so the Lord is putting in my heart, come out here and encourage you to believe. Hallelujah. And be steadfast in believing until you see that which the Lord has promised. Now, the way it works though, and I'm going to be giving you a lot of scriptures, you know, for you to hold on to. But the way it works is, you know, there are many scriptures that bear this out. The way that God does things, you know, he said, look, the kingdom of God is as a man, is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Mark chapter 4 and verse 26, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. See, doesn't know it. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. Now, why? Why is there? You got to be able to ask yourself, why is the earth able to do this? Well, because that's the blessing the Lord put on the earth from the beginning. You know, he said it right from the beginning as he was making, creating the earth, heavens and the earth and everything. We see the blessing and we see the benediction or, you know, that the Lord put upon even the earth and the seas and the waters. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures and so forth. And, you know, and let the earth bring forth living creature, you know, and so forth. And then he put even in the seed, you know, the trees and everything. You know, he said, look, let there be, you know, trees that have seed and it's, you know, fruit and have seed within itself, you know, bring forth after itself. I mean, so the Lord, he put this thing there. You see, the Lord said, look, and the earth and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed is in itself after his kind. So the things that the Lord said, Genesis 1 and 12, and the Lord saw that it was good. He did that even on the third day. And so he put his blessing there, and that blessing remains till today. But there is a way that Jesus came and explained it. He said, look, even though that blessing is in the seed, and that's the way God called it forth, he said, yet there is a process to it. You know, and sometimes the process is what gets people discouraged. Jesus himself had to go through the process. Jesus was talking about himself in John chapter 12, verse 24, describing the process within himself. He said, look, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, he abides alone. So, but when he dies, well, something is going to happen. That death is going to bring forth a birth. Oh my goodness. Wow. Now, let's talk about this seed that God will, you know, show us in Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Jesus showed us a secret of how it works. And some of you have heard this before. You know, it's not new to you, but I want to bring it to everybody just in case you haven't heard it. This is the process by which God is going to bring forth this or brings forth anything. You know, he said, look, first, see, the blade. See, why doesn't the full corn in the air appear right away? Well, it doesn't. First, there is the blade. This is Mark chapter 4 and verse 28. First, there is the blade. Then there is the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. So there is a process to it. Praise the Lord. So what you may begin to see when the release happens or begins might be first a tiny blade. You may not see the full corn all at once. This man Elijah, whom we have spoken about many times, what he saw at the beginning actually was nothing. Even though before it began, the Lord already showed it to him. He already heard it. He said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. The Lord already showed it. Remember, he would come and say, you know, such and such, according to the word of the Lord, before whom I stand. So the Lord already showed it to him. He knew what was coming, but he saw nothing. There was something released already in the heavens, but the earth refused to open up its mouth to receive it. Now, so in these next couple of days, the earth must open up its mouth to receive. Now, the earth may be you, anything, you know, whatever. And as we go through, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, you know, this lesson, this revelation, as something that the Lord has released, but somewhere between the release, you know, and the manifestation, well, sometimes it takes some time, maybe days, weeks, maybe months, maybe even years. We don't know. But what we do know is this, the word of God will not fall to the ground without it accomplishing the thing for which it was released. So, first the blade. Elijah said, go check it out. And there was nothing, not even the blade. You know, Elijah saw nothing, you know, for 7 times that he prayed and agonized in prayer. Later, James would tell us that he prayed fervently, but he saw nothing. But yet he saw it. See, he already seen it in the spirit, but he saw nothing physically. There was nothing coming upon the earth. God had already released it, but it wasn't coming. You know, in the book of Daniel chapter 10, we see that God released something, but Daniel wasn't getting it. You know, but he had to stay there, right there. Well, he didn't know at the time what was going on. But, you know, the thing was that, look, he saw what God had released eventually because He stayed right there with it. The man that was sent to him said to him, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. That's from the first day. At Daniel 10 and 12. Your words were heard, and I was sent forth because of your words. Nevertheless, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. These 21 days. And we found out that Daniel was praying for 21 days. Meanwhile, from the day one, there was a release. But he saw nothing for 21 days. But he stayed right there with the prayer. He didn't turn it loose. You know, and finally, we now learn, looking back, that there was a release, but then there was a withholding. Not because it wasn't released. There was an obstruction of that getting through. You know, so let's talk about it. You know, I, by the grace of God, I've seen it. You have heard it said already. Even if you haven't seen it, the Lord already told you. You know, so whether he shows it to you or he tells it to you, it's all the same. You know, any which way you hear the word of God, whether you read it in the scriptures, whether you hear it being said by somebody else, whether the Lord shows it to you by revelation, it can be, it can actually show you something within what people call their mind's eye, or it can show it to you physically, or you can see in a vision or a dream or a night vision or whatever. However which way the Lord reveals the word to you or has revealed it to you, you already heard the word. Now, once you hear the word, that's it. You know, the, you know, you got to stay with that word. And so we've heard the word, you know, the word of blessing, which will be released over us for the quantum leap year. And if you haven't experienced the quantum leap yet, well, get ready, get set, and go. You know, it's going to be fire on the mountain. Now, so you got to, you know, see it burn, burn, and burn. That was actually a message we released on this platform months ago, many months ago, called Fire on the Mountain. Burn, burn, burn. It's kind of like the song we used to sing for little kids. Fire on the mountain, run, run, run. But this one was burn, burn, burn. Because something is happening in the spirit realm. Now, what exactly is happening in the spirit realm? And how do we know? Well, for one thing, you may not know, but it is always happening. And just because you don't know doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just like people who go about being ignorant willingly, you know, of the word of the Lord. You know, what the Lord has said will happen in the last days, people are willingly ignorant. Well, does that mean it's not going to happen or it's not happening? It's happening, whether people are ignorant or not. You know, so if we are ignorant of what God is doing, sometimes to us, it might be behind the scenes. That doesn't mean that God is not doing what he's doing. And there are some things that God will challenge us at times, just like he challenged Job, you know. And he said, look, this thing that you are questioning in your mind and so on and so forth. Well, let me tell you, guard up thy loins now as a man and stand right here before me and answer thou me if you know these things. And the Lord began to challenge him. You know, but through that challenge, we see something marvelous. The Lord asked Job some questions that revealed actually many things to us. And you should take your time and read Job chapter 38. Maybe someday I'll come back. And I've read portions of it from time to time, but someday maybe I'll come back and just, you know, break it down and see all the things that the Lord challenged Job about. And God wanted to know if he has understanding. Well, we need understanding. But he also asked him a few questions, and here are the things that I want to talk about here, about what the Lord asked Job. Job chapter 38, verse 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades or the bands of Orion? Oh, there's these constellations in the heavens. Can you do it? Do you know what their influences are? You know, can you bring forth Mazaroth, you know, in his seasons? Can you guide Arcturus with his sons? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof upon the earth? I mean, ordinances of heaven? I mean, do you understand how God does things in heaven to bring forth their dominion upon the earth? This is what this scripture is telling us. Can you do it? Well, you know, by Job being asked of the Lord these questions, we actually now understand that yes, if you have the understanding, you can actually figure out some things, you know, that the Lord is doing. The Lord one time, you know, he showed how he had a council meeting. You know, he said, look, hear now therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Hallelujah. You can read that in 1 Kings chapter 22. Micaiah was called to come and confirm the words of all the false prophets that told Ahab and Jehoshaphat that he could go forth into battle and prosper. And Jehoshaphat doubted it, even though 400 people had spoken. He said, well, I don't know. Is there a prophet of the Lord here besides? I mean, there was something not right, you know, that Jehoshaphat discerned. And the king of Israel said, well, there is this other guy. He's a crazy man, though. He doesn't like me. Never says any good thing about me. And Jehoshaphat said, well, let not the king say so, but let him be called. Let's hear him. And when they called the man, they said, look, all the other prophets have spoken. So let your words also be like, you know, theirs. And the man said, well, if I speak anything at all, I'm going to have to speak what the Lord tells me. I don't care what nobody else said. So he comes out there. The king of Israel asks him, well, shall I go forth to Ramoth Gilead? Shall I prosper? And they say, oh, of course, go forth and prosper. And he says this out of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of way. Well, the king knows that, you know, what he's speaking out of the side of his mouth. He said, look, how many times have I adjured you by the name of the Lord that you speak to me nothing but what the Lord says? Tell me. So the man said, well, you can't handle the truth. You want the truth? You can't handle it. I saw the Lord. That's right. And all the hosts of heaven gathered before him. And the Lord asked a question and said, look, who's going to go down there and persuade Ahab to fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one jumped up and said, I will do it. Say, how? Well, you know, the Lord didn't like it. The other one said this, the Lord said this. So finally, one spirit, we don't know where it came from, came and said, well, I'm going to go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. He said, wow, you know, yeah, go and do it. You know, so God's allowed that to happen. But the lesson we want to learn from that story is that that story actually reveals something to us. This one was in the negative, but it also reveals to us that this is also happening in the positive. The Lord doesn't just have council meetings just for evil. More so, he has council meetings for the children of God, angels that are sent forth to minister on their behalf. We see that in the book of Hebrews. And the Lord will have these meetings just like we saw here. And he say, yeah, who's going to go down there and make sure what my daughter is believing comes to pass? And then, you know, the first one to jump up is that angel that God has assigned to that responsibility. And Lord said, yeah, go and see to it. But you know, before they went out and did that, the devil will come before the Lord and say, look, you have no right. Comes to, when the Lord asks this counsel, the devil also tries to show up. Bible say when, you know, when the sons of God gathered together, the devil also in the book of Job, the devil also showed up himself, say to the Lord, say, look, you have no right to do anything for these people because they are not believing your word. But the devil knows how these things work. He understands the ordinances of heaven. He has been in charge for a long time. And he'll come there and accuse you to the Father. This is the accusation. This is his work. It's called the accuser of the brethren. He said, look, they're not speaking your word. So heaven has no permission to do anything for them. And the Lord said, well, we'll see about that. And just like he accused Job before the Lord, said, well, you know, we'll see. I mean, Job, well, yeah. I mean, he's this and that, you know, because you protected him, you shielded him. And the Lord might say, you know, so who goes there? I say, well, yeah, I am Lucifer. I say, well, have you seen my daughter such and such and my children over there, how they are? I say, well, yeah, but they are not releasing your word. So you can't really do anything for them. And the Lord said, well, we'll see about that. And so the things that you may be going through, you know, your reaction may be the trophy that's on the line, just like Job. Job's reaction was a trophy that was on the line. How Job will react to all the things. Well, God said one way, the devil said a different way. So what you're going through now, there may be a trophy on the line. The devil said, you know, you can't do it because she's not releasing the word. You can't do it because he's not believing your word. And he's not saying it because the devil knows how it works. And the Lord said, yeah, you'll see it. We'll see about that. They'll come around. And then the Lord said, go down there and make sure, one, you know, that they will release my word. And then when they do release it, you make sure it happens. So sometimes the Lord may make things a bit straight for you, which means, you know, too tight, a little bit uncomfortable to the point where, see, God can't speak that word for you. He has already spoken his word. Once have I heard this and twice that the Lord has spoken that all power belongs to him. He's done. He's said it. It's done. It's over. It's finished. He's finished it already. But he's got to hear it out of your mouth. You got to declare it. You can't, he can't do anything. And the devil knows it too. You know, Psalm 103 verse 20, powerful scripture tells us that even the angels are waiting to do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word, waiting to hear you say it. Say it. And they will say, that's, the devil wants you to say something negative. The angels of the Lord are waiting for you to say his word, God's word. And when you say it, they will say, yeah, you know, they were scared, but now you're saying the word. And the angels say, yeah, they're saying it. Now we can move into action. See, because they can't do anything other than the word of God. But the Lord says for me to tell you today, yes, it's been a process, but a blade is appearing. And after that, the ear and the full corn. Praise the Lord. So let me give you some scriptures. That was the word that I wanted to share with you today. But we're not done yet not by any means. We're going to stay with this. I'm going to call this thing out and you're going to see it. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to give you some scriptures because this lesson is about the dynamo of supernatural increase. Let me talk to you just a bit about supernatural increase. Dynamo, God's power, dunamis. This is going to be released over your life. And what it means is this. There is natural increase because God put it there. Put the increase in the trees, put the increase in the seeds, put the increase even in cattle, put the increase in human being. He said, look, be fruitful and multiply. He put increase upon everything. Yeah, that's the way it was so. And God looked at it and it was so. And God saw that it was good, very good, and he liked it. But along the way, the increase was blocked for some reason. Might be due to sin, might be through disobedience, might be through unbelief, might be through whatever. You know, the increase has been blocked. And something's clogged up. Your drain when it is clogged, you got to get the Mr. Plumber or whatever thing, you know, and drink, get that thing out of there, all that clog, so that the water can flow freely. But something has clogged up the drain. Because you turned the water on already, but it's not coming out. So the Lord already released something, but it's not coming out. Because something is clogging up the drain. And we got to unclog the drain. Now, natural increase is there, but I want to talk about supernatural increase. You know, there is a volcanic eruption of God's power that is coming. Hallelujah. To bring something to pass. Because it is time. Jesus in John chapter 17 said, Father, the hour has come. Glory to God. And the Lord told me also, and I'm praying, you know, for everybody and so forth. I said, well, you go down there, you know, and release it. And I did yesterday. And I'm coming here also, release this for you on this platform today. Glory to God. Now, there is natural increase that God has put. In a way, everything is natural with God. But for us, we call it supernatural when we see that, you know, there's no way for it to happen in the natural. But when God steps in, we call it supernatural. For God, it's the same thing. You know, it's nothing super to God because that's how he flows. But for us, when he can't make it happen and God has to step in, then for us, it's called supernatural. Now, we work 2 weeks and you get a paycheck. Everybody can do that. Unbelievers can work 2 weeks and get a paycheck. Nothing supernatural about that. That's what we call, what I call, in-season blessings. Well, because, I mean, if you sow a seed in the ground, Jesus said it, after a while, it's going to bring forth of itself. So when you plant the seed, then you get a harvest. Anybody can plant, whether they are believer or not believer. You know, it's an ordinance that God already put in place. It's not in the hand of the person that's doing it. It's in the seed itself. You know, so whether that seed is in the hand of a wicked sower or not, it doesn't matter. Because God put the blessing in the seed, not in the hand of the sower. You know, but at the same time, God can put a blessing in the hand of the sower. He said, the Lord multiply your seed sown. Hallelujah. Now that's when things are not flowing, then God has to give supernatural increase. Now, when you're walking and you're getting paid, you know, that's your in-season blessing. But God is going to now bring what might look like out of season, out of reach. Remember, we declared at the beginning of this month, October, you know, how in Genesis chapter 8, Noah was giving, you know, we saw how he was, what he was going through with his family. And how that the Lord finally said, on October 1, well, I call it October, it wasn't really October back then. But we appropriated it for ourselves. It was the first day of the 10th month, whatever 10th month it was. It wasn't October. But we're using that for ourselves. And so on the first day of the 10th month, the top of the mountains was seen. And now we're in the month of October. Top of the mountains being seen means it's now within reach. You know, what the waters had covered it up had been gradually receding. And then started receding even from the 7th month. And then, you know, finally, by the first day of the 10th month, the top of the mountains were seen. So it's now within reach. But you got to get it. Get up and get it. These packages are falling. You got to grab one. Open it up and see what's on the inside. Praise the Lord. So the increase, the supernatural increase that God's going to bring is where it has been said impossible. Cannot happen. It cannot be done. Glory to God. You know, even when you yourself with your own mouth, I thought it couldn't be done. Sarah thought it could not be done. Said, well, it can't be done. But the Lord said, it will be done. Martha thought it could not be done. You know, said, well, you know, it's in there already, it's thinking. The Lord said it will be done. You know, even when you thought it could not be done, God now says it will be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's going to bring supernatural increase. And now that's coming a force. It's like a volcanic force. I mean, blow you right into the vortex of God's will. And you stay right there with the word. But if you know how to use this word, you can make things come out even quicker. So we're going to practice using the word. But there is a release that God is sending for. Now here are some of the scriptures that we will give you to understand what the Lord is saying. I went through from Genesis to Revelation. I picked out scriptures that have to do with this. The Lord said, you know, he did many things. We saw how he gave supernatural increase and restoration to Jacob. I've told you the story multiple times. Laban tried to rob him of his wages many times. And how the Lord had to supernaturally step in. And that was supernatural. Because you don't influence, you can't influence how cattle will bring forth, what color they will bring forth. If you can do it, well, that's supernatural. And that's power with God. And this man, he did it. Because the Lord showed it to him. He showed him what to do, and how to make the cattle, or when they conceive and bring forth, come out a particular color that will be to Jacob's favor. And that's how God transferred the wealth. We covered that multiple times. But here's what the Lord says to you. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, the Lord says, you will remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that's giving you this dunamis. That's right. He's going to give you this dunamis to get wealth. That power, you know, that's a force, that's a release, you know, and it's a powerful force. And he's going to put it right in your hands. That power to get wealth. It's not just that he will put the wealth in your laps. He might. But he will give you the dunamis. God is the one that gives you power to get wealth. You know, he may or may not give you the wealth itself, but it gives you this dunamis, a power to get wealth. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. And I want to read some promises for you, which we're going to use to declare for ourselves. Like I said, I'm not going to be able to finish this lesson in one day. I'm take my time through it. But today, I am going to declare many things for you, you know, out of some of these scriptures that we will be reading in a bit. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, there are some blessings that Moses put before the people. He said, look, I put before you this day blessings and curses. You choose which one you want. Now, all these blessings will overtake you if thou shalt be diligent to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe and to do all his commandments which are commanded this day. And here are some of the things, you know, that the Lord, you know, promised. And this is part of your quantum leap declaration. He said, the Lord thy God will set you on high. Hallelujah. Even if you were not on high. You know, he's able to take the beggars from the dunghill and set them among princes. That's what he does. It's called a quantum leap. You know, we covered some stories of the quantum leap. The best of those stories, or many of them, best, I think, in my mind, of some of them, besides the transfer of wealth from Jacob, was also the story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9. We've covered that multiple times, so I'm not going to read that, but you can read all of it yourself. How somebody who was nobody, but he had it within himself to be a prince. See, he was a prince, but something happened that cut off, you know, his heritage. And for many years, you know, he was just lingered in obscurity until one day the word of the Lord found him. Hallelujah. And in one day, he received a quantum leap from his beggarly, penury attitude and hiding for his life and everything. And he was even crippled and everything, based on where he was running, fell and got crippled and all that, you know. But in one day, when the word of the Lord found him out of the mouth of the servant of the Lord David, this man was promoted in one day, quantum leap, to sit at that table. And that's what God said in the book of Psalms. He said, he maketh even, he raised even the beggars out of the dunghill and set them among princes, even the princes of his people. Now that is a quantum leap. And God did this thing for this man. He was not expecting it exactly. In fact, he thought that, you know, he couldn't do it. And in fact, when he was called, he thought that the king was calling him to kill him because of all the things that his father's father did to David. But he raised up the poor out of the dust, according to Psalm 113 and verse 7, and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. And he also maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Now this is quantum leap. You know, when the doctor said, you can't do it, well, the Lord said, I'll make it happen. When the man himself said, I'm a dead dog, the Lord said, no, I'm going to promote you and sit. And David said, you will sit, make room for him on my table among the princes, literally fulfilling this thing. And David knew it, and he wrote this thing too, you know. And the Lord set this man up and sit. He said, he will eat bread continually at my table, just like the princes. And this man was a prince, but he lost that right, you know, but God restored it to him. And he, not only that, he said, restore to him all that Saul had and all the servants of Saul, beginning with you, Ziba, and all your household. You will now report to this man from now on. Glory to God. So the Lord will set you on high. Yeah. Because, one, you're obeying the word of the Lord, but two, because the Lord said, it is time. Glory to God. You waited for it. The Lord said, wait for it. It will not tarry. But you have waited for it. And now it is time. Jesus said, Father, the hour has come. And he will set thee high above all nations. This blessing shall come on you and overtake you. Now, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Listen to all the blessings that I will now be declaring this thing unto you as we read through this. From this day forth, you might have experienced this in some limited fashion, but from this day forth, this 14th day of October, this is the month that the mountain, the top of the mountains became visible. And on this 14th day, that's 2 times 7, the Lord is saying it again, that you will be blessed in the city and you will be blessed in the field. Take note of that. Well, that means, you know, you may be in the marketplace. You will be blessed. You know, you may be anywhere you are. The blessing of God will locate you. You will be blessed. And even blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Did Jesus not say, the word of God not say from the beginning, be fruitful and multiply. Blessed shall be the fruitfulness of thy body. And you shall not bring forth for trouble. Hallelujah. You know, you will not bring forth for trouble because you have waited. And for your trouble so far, you shall receive the double. Hallelujah. The Lord said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind. Now this is dunamis power that is causing these things to happen. The word speaks. The word of the Lord speaks a blessing into the situation and causes an increase. That's right. You know, and the flocks of thy sheep shall be blessed. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. What is the difference between basket and store? Well, bread basket is what you have on the table right now. Store is what's for later. So that means you will have plenty now, and you will have plenty later. You know, not only will you have food enough right now that you are ready to eat, it's on your table, at your bread basket, but also the Lord will lay up, hallelujah, for you in your store. That's for later. You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed when you go out. Now, these are the results of the quantum leap blessing that the Lord is releasing upon you. Glory to God. Now, what you got to do for this, by the way, not what most people would think, you don't have to pay for this. You don't have to bring, you know, or sow some seed to get this. What you must do, though, is obey the voice of the Lord. That's it. Hearken to and do his commandments. If the Lord shows you somebody to forgive, do it. Because if you don't do it, the drain will remain clogged. So, you must obey the voice of the Lord. And when you do, these blessings will flow, you know. When you come in, when you go out, wherever you are, a blessing of the Lord. Cause your enemies that come up against you will be smitten before you. They come against you one way, God will confuse them. They go out seven different ways. They won't even know. They're running in every direction. That's how fast the devil gets away from the real power of God. Jesus one time said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He's moving at 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast he gets away from the real power of God. That's right. You know, so the devil, your enemies, anything that come up against you, they be scattered in every direction. This is your quantum leap. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses. You talk about increase. It is the Lord that's commanding it. I mean, you can get blessing in your storehouse by the hand work of your hands. I mean, you walk, you get something. You walk, you get something. That's natural in-season blessing. But this is out-of-season, quantum leap that the Lord will bring upon you because God said, it is time. Praise the Lord. And I stood before the Lord. I prayed for everybody that will listen to this and anybody that will believe it. Well, it is the anointing that you believe that can work for you. Jesus would ask them, you know, believest thou this? He asked Martha, do you believe this? She ranted. Well, the mercy of God anyway kicked in. You know, Jesus, sometimes he would ask them, do you believe this? You know, if you can only believe it, you know, it can happen. Mark 9 and 23, if you can believe it, all things are possible. Well, the word that is being spoken over you today, if you can believe it, it's going to do marvelous things for you. He said, the Lord will cause all that thou settest thy hand unto to be blessed. But let me read it to you a different way. How God, Psalmist even himself said it. In the book of Psalm 90, the Lord put this here in the scriptures. It sounds like a prayer, but it's there too. It's a blessing, you know, because he says here in Deuteronomy that the Lord will bless all that you lay your hand to do. Praise the Lord. All that you lay your hand to do. You know, we've struggled and so forth. There's a time of refreshing. This is the time of that refreshing. And here's the way he put it. He said, make us glad, O Lord. Make us glad. Well, in fact, if you read it from verse 13, return, O Lord, how long? You know, how long? Satisfy us early, Lord, with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein we have been afflicted and the years where we have seen evil. Some of you have seen evil. You've seen trouble many days, many months, many years. You've waited for something. Well, let thy work now appear unto thy servants, and let thy glory now appear unto their children, and let thy beauty, listen to this, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou, O Lord, the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Now that's a blessing. When the Lord, some people labor and they come to nothing. He said, look, you labored for much, but I did blow upon it and it came to nothing. They labored, they put their, you know, money in a bag of holes. Well, God's going to turn that around. You know, I mean, sometimes people have had to rise up early, sit up late, only to eat the bread of affliction, work 3, 4, 5 jobs. Well, you know, that's a natural blessing. And the Lord will bless you through that too. But now, in the quantum leap, God will cause you to blossom. He's the one that's commanding the blessing. Do less, but yet make more. that's a quantum leap. Praise the Lord. You know, now, all of the secrets of how it's going to happen are not being released today. All we are releasing today is for you to believe that it is going to happen. And if you can receive it, well, it will happen. Praise the Lord. Jesus would at times say, well, if you can receive it, this is that which was prophesied for to come. Can you receive it? Praise the Lord. So the Lord will command the blessing upon all that you set your hand to do. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish you unto a holy people unto himself. And I pray for everyone as a member of this Walking with God platform, that the Lord will establish us as a holy community unto himself. You know, as long as we keep his commandments and do what is pleasing in his sight, that means walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And people will be even afraid. The Lord will put the fear, you know, nobody will mess with you. Are we content? Then I contend with you and I will save thy children. Lord will put the fear, you know, upon them. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous. Now that's a quantum leap in goods and in the fruit of thy body. You will not only have one, you have 2, 3, and 4. The Lord will make you plenteous in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy ground. In the land which thy Lord, thy God, swear unto thy fathers to give them. The Lord, listen to this. You talk about some quantum leap in verse 12, Deuteronomy 28. You know, as he begins to wrap up all of his blessings, say, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Glory to God. Now, even the ordinances of heaven in the rain, the blessings of God, the sun will give you the right amount of sunshine, just the right amount of rain, and so on and so forth, in order to bless the work of your hands. You know, we talk about, and you should listen if you haven't heard it, you should listen to the message of the dew seasons, the three dews, the dew, the dew, and the dew. You know, what you do, the Lord is going to now put a blessing upon it, and he will put the dew of heaven on it, and so that you can reap in due season. Now the Lord will cause you to have all these blessings, the right amount of the blessings, even for the farmers. You know, not too much rain, not too little. You know, everything will be just the right order so that he can bless the work of your hand. So you become a lender, not a borrower. And look, in this season that God is releasing, you will not be a borrower. You don't need to go to bank or anybody to borrow money. And the reason people do that is because of lack of patience. Don't wait for the Lord so you go and borrow. Wait, I say on the Lord. And again, I say, wait, the Lord is going to do something. You won't need to do that. You know, the Lord is bringing a blessing. Now, the Lord will make you head and not a tail. Glory to God. You know, even if you were at the bottom, he'll bring you to the top. You know, just like he did for a feeble chef. You know, he'll bring you to the top, make you to sit at the top. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath. But all of that is, you must, based on the fact that you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which I command you this day to do and to observe them. Don't turn to the left and don't turn to the right. Don't go after other gods. Don't set anything before the Lord. You will love the Lord thy God with all your heart. You will choose him as your chief joy. And the Lord will bring all these things your way. You're not going to pursue these things. I'm not telling anybody today to start pursuing this and that. No. You're going to pursue the Lord. You know, seek first his kingdom. And then all these things will be added. Kingdom of God and his righteousness shall be your pursuit. And the Lord will add these things. And let me tell you something about his blessing too. You know, we see this story in so many different places in, you know, in the Gospels, how Jesus did these kind of things. Take a small boy's lunch, and I've said it many times, but it goes with this message. And bless it and put it in the hands of the disciples. So there's a blessing that I'm going to decree in a little bit upon you from the Lord. And the Lord, when he blessed that little boy's lunch, as it is written, he gave it into the hands of the disciples. And I've often said this, and I'll say it again. You heard it many times. It was not Jesus that fed the crowd. It was the disciples. Hallelujah. So Jesus doesn't need to feed anybody. All he needs is to put the blessing on it and put it back in the hands of the apostles. That's all. And he walked away. He was done. He's done with his part. The rest was for the disciples to do. Although he gave them a commandment, gave them a strategy, set the people in companies, let them sit down 50 by 50 here and there, whatever. And you give to them to eat. Well, where are we going to eat? What are we going to give them? I said, well, what do you have? I said, well, nothing but this. He said, well, that's enough. What you have is enough when you put it in the hands of the master. Hallelujah. And then he puts a blessing on it and puts it right back in your hands for you to do something with it. Praise the Lord. Man of God, help me. You know, my servant, I love the Lord, is dead. And the creditors have come to take my children, to make them bondsmen, to pay for our loan that we could not repay. The prophet said, what do you have in the house? He said, nothing but a pot of oil. The man of God said, it is enough. Huh? Glory to God. He's going to put a blessing on it and tell you, you know, what to do later on. I put a blessing on it. He said, well, give him instructions. Go borrow not a few vessels abroad from your neighbors and so forth. And, you know, shut yourself in and let your sons bring you the bottles or the vessels and pour in and set aside that which is full. And she did. And finally she said, bring me yet another vessel. The son said, we've gone through all the neighbors. Nobody has anything else to lend us. It's over. So the oil stayed. Woo-hoo. The oil would never have stayed if they kept bringing more vessels. Ladies and gentlemen, is your oil still flowing or has it stayed? Now, there is a quantum leap to make that oil to flow again, even if it has stayed. I'm going to put a blessing on it, cause it to flow again. Some of you started out with a blessing, and then something started happening. Maybe some disobedience or some whatever, or, you know, you're just not paying attention to the strategy or whatever. And then something got clogged up. Well, let's flush out all the clogging and let the oil flow again. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so Jesus, when he puts a blessing on it, put it right back in your hands. What are you going to do with it now? Hallelujah. Now, some of you have been praying the Lord to give you this and the Lord to give you that. Well, the Lord will give it to you, but what are you going to do with it? That's the thing. Are you going to use it to glorify the Lord? Are you going to use it to consume upon your loss? We read that in James. Now, if you will, and the Lord knows, you can't, you know, hide anything from the Lord. The Lord knows everything, you know. Say, God is not mocked. He knows everything. You can't hide anything from the Lord. But if you know how to do the right thing with it, then God will make sure it gets to you. This is the ordinance of heaven, and it will be the story of your quantum leap. If you can learn how to give it away, God will bring it to you. He will give it to you. You say, give it away. Why? Well, I got to give it away when I need it. Well, that's because he will give you so much more than you need. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. You know, so first, it's exceeding. Second, it's abundantly. Third is above. All that you can ask or think. If you can think it, God can exceed it. Praise the Lord. You know, and that's why you can give the rest away, because he will give you more than you need. Why would God give you really more than you need? Why? It's not necessary. He just needs to give you what you need. He doesn't need to give you more. But he gives you more than you need for two reasons. Number one, to bless your storehouse. What you need is for your basket. So he'll give you what you need for your basket on your table right now. And he will give you even extra for your storehouse. But when he gives you extra, you got to save it up for the rainy day, as people say. We see the story of Joseph in Egypt when God gave a tremendous blessing, how he gave a supernatural wisdom what to do. And he says, save it up, 20% of it, not squander it away, save it up. And then also give it away, give the excess away. As it is written, they that have gathered much did not have anything lacked, you know, left over. And they that have gathered not enough did not have any lack. Because those that gathered over much, they gave away the excess. And those that had enough received from the excess that was being given away from those that had excess. So that's the way it works in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Now, that's a lesson, and I've only covered 2 out of about dozens of scriptures that I want to share. But I'm going to now release this blessing unto you. But we're not done yet. There'll be more tomorrow, perhaps even the next day. I don't know. That's why I call it a mini series on this quantum leap. But we are set for this right now. Praise God. One man said, I am set for the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, by the grace of God, I am set for the defense and confirmation of this word that the Lord spoke to us at the beginning of this year. Hallelujah. And so we're going to see it happen. And I'm going to stay right here with it, just like Elijah. He stayed with it, even though there was nothing. He said, well, I saw it. You know, so go check again. And the man came back and said, there is still nothing. The heavens are brass. But why in the world would the Lord do that? The Lord already said he was coming. Why not just pour out the rain already? Well, because the Lord wants to show us a lesson and for us to learn from it. That what the Lord has said will come, even though it doesn't look like it. Wait for it, because it will not tarry. Even though it looks like it's tarrying, Habakkuk said, wait, because it will not tarry long. It will surely come. But I guarantee you, not everybody that is waiting when it is tarrying feels like it is coming. Most of the time we feel like it is not coming. Well, which is the encouragement I want to bring to you today. It is coming. Because we already heard the sound of it. And we asked you this question, you know, several weeks ago. Can you smell what the Lord is cooking? He's preparing it. Got all the ingredients. A little of this, a little dash of that, a little of this, a little of that. Mixed it up together. It's all, doesn't look good at first, but he's mixing it and he's cooking it. But the aroma is coming from the kitchen. And you smell what he's preparing. And when he's finished, he will serve it up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray over everyone that's here. You said, well, and I said this at the church yesterday also, because, you know, one man said, well, you know, I've been coming for 38 years. It's like, you've tried, you know, you've been prayed over, you've been, you know, whatever, prophesied over and everything. Well, you know, maybe it just wasn't time, but there is a time element to all of this. But Jesus now says it is time. Hallelujah. But the man kept coming, John chapter 5. He kept coming. You know, he said, well, I mean, I came last season. You know, I tried to get in there and I couldn't. Someone got in ahead of me and they walked away with their miracle and I was left all alone. You know, and he came and he was trying to explain it to Jesus. And Jesus said, look, just forget about the, forget about the angel, forget about the water. Today, it's going to be a different way that the Lord is going to give you that miracle. So sometimes we are so focused on how we think the Lord is going to do it. Never mind the how. Let's focus on the what. Praise the Lord. What is it that you are believing God for? That's all. Don't worry about how he's going to do it. He may do it the same way he did before, or he may do it a completely different way. That's up to him. Praise the Lord. This story, this other story is in the Bible in many places. Matthew tells it. Mark tells it. Luke tells it. In Luke chapter 8, you know, verses 43 to 48, he told it, but Matthew, you know, tells it in, you know, some places, and the Mark also tells it. You know, Matthew tells it in Matthew chapter 9. Luke tells it in Luke chapter 8. Mark tells it in Mark chapter 5. This story is there. We call it the woman with the issue of blood. I told this briefly at the church yesterday. You know, the difference between these two stories, the man, impotent man, 38 years of impotency, and this woman with the blood, issue of blood, 12 years. The difference is, well, they're both going to get their miracle, but one is looking in a certain direction. The other is focused on one particular. They're both focused on one thing. This one is focused on the water and the moving of the angel. I mean, stirring it, but his chances are very limited because he has tried before, but somebody always gets in ahead of him. So his chances are very limited, but somehow he's hopeful. So he keeps coming. Now maybe someday I will be the first to get in that water, so I might be healed. Well, on the other hand, this woman with the issue of the blood, she's focused on exactly one thing that she wants to do. She said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will receive my healing. She's got to her wit's end, 12 years. She spent all her money. You know, back then, you know, they didn't have insurance. And even if they did, even insurance today, you know, it's a multi-trillion dollar business. They kill you with all the premiums you got to pay. And, you know, she spent all her living, we're told, on doctors. And instead of improving, she actually got worse. But so finally she said, look, you know, I'm resolved what I'm going to do. I need to get close enough to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. I know I will be healed. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the release for you today. For those of you who are at the church yesterday, this is a continuation for you. And perhaps all week long, I don't know how long I will do it, I will be releasing this thing because the Lord has called for it. So I'm going to pray the prayer of faith over you. I'll give you some more scriptures tomorrow. You know, but we're going to act on the ones that we have today. All these things, the power, dunamis to get wealth, God is putting it into your hands now. You say, well, I don't understand. Don't worry about it. Just open your ears and your mind. The Holy Spirit will give you strategy and instructions. Glory to God. Even while you sleep, he will seal the instruction in your heart. You wake up in the morning, you have So, you know, people call it light bulb went on. It's not a light bulb that went on. It's the inspiration of the Almighty. He will give it to you. Praise God. Now, Father, I pray for everyone that has listened to these our words today. Your words that I have echoed. Praise the Lord. The Lord gave the word. Psalm 68 and verse 11. Great. It's a company that published it. Well, I want to be one of those publishers, don't you? Praise God. Now, you can publish that word in your own life. The Lord already spoke in the heavens. He already declared some things over you. Now, you need to publish, put it in writing into your life. Hallelujah. Make sure it comes to pass by your declaring what God already said. Hallelujah. So, Lord, the word which you spoke, which you began to speak to us even last year that we will emerge, the word which you began to speak to us even this year concerning the quantum leap, the which some have experienced and yet some are still waiting. Now, let that word be quickened even this morning as we release it upon your people. That power, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the power of supernatural increase. That's right. Increase that you could not get on your own. Areas where doctors say cannot be done. Things that you're trying to do by, you know, over-laboring yourself. The Lord said, I will now give you supernatural increase. Bring to me what you already got. And when the Lord puts a blessing on it, put it right back in your hands and see what you will do with it. Jesus walked away and let the disciples feed the multitudes. Glory to God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, and children of the Lord, hear ye the word of the Lord today. Unto you this day is spoken this word and brought back into your remembrance the thing which the Lord has spoken, that indeed God has commanded the blessing for you. Why? Because we are dwelling in unity. Say, the Lord said himself, how beautiful and how wonderful it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. And because of the unity that God has put upon us in this platform, how people are caring for one another and how people are checking up on each other and people are supporting one another when they are in need, and so on and so forth, and praying for one another. This unity attracts a blessing. And I put in the name of the Lord the blessing upon you. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Praise God. The Lord bless you with the answer of peace concerning whatever you're believing God for. Now open your mouth wide. The Lord said, and I will fill it. Glory to God. Now, fill your mouth with the words of God and declare only what God has already spoken. Be careful now. Don't change his words. Speak his words only. Glory to God. Lest he rebuke thee. But you declare what he has said. Has the Lord said to you that you will emerge? Has he said that you will experience a quantum leap? Well, absolutely. And I say amen to it. Now, the power to get wealth. Dunamis. Power for increase. Hallelujah. Same root word means dynamite and dynamic and all that stuff. You know, it's a flowing. It's a power behind it. Comes from the Lord. And when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit also, say you shall receive dunamis. After that, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be my witnesses and you shall receive power to get wealth. And Isaiah 48 and 17 also says, it is the Lord thy God that teaches your hands how to profit and so on. So now, Lord, teach your people and bring in this rain of righteousness. Bring in this rain of blessing. Let them have an answer of peace concerning everything that they are asking the Lord for. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. name of Jesus that is higher than every name, the Lord bring to pass the desires of your heart according to his will and according to his word. And the Lord cause for you supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. And you will have testimonies not many days hence. In fact, the rest of this month, going up through the rest of this year, I declare and decree we'll be receiving powerful testimonies. Now, don't hold back now. don't hold back the testimonies. But the Lord, it is actually not your testimony. It is the testimony of the Lord. The testimony of the Lord is what we want to hear from you for the rest of this year. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise, and we give you, Lord, the glory because of what you're doing in the lives of your children. Praise ye the Lord. Now, praise ye the Lord. Yes, praise ye the Lord. Let the testimony of the Lord, let it be sure in your mouth. Psalm 19 and verse 7. And let the Lord get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.